Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, September 8th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Federal judge orders the White House to surrender its email correspondence with Facebook. Historic heat wave baking California. Stacey Abrams flounders in Georgia. Tourists rank the top vacation destinations this fall. Also ahead, the Trump resistance. We'll explain it. But first, a district judge ordering senior Biden officials to surrender emails with social media companies. Lawsuit in Louisiana claims the executive branch colluded with platforms like Facebook to censor information about COVID and the 2020 election. The ruling states all messages between Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and Facebook executives must be handed over within 21 days. This could be a very big story. California's energy grid on the brink of failure as a historic heat wave envelops the Golden State. Temperatures reached triple digits in Los Angeles and San Francisco. Sacramento hit 116 degrees for the first time in history. Governor Newsom asking all residents to conserve power by keeping the thermostat above 78 degrees. That's hot inside. He's also asking folks to stop charging electric vehicles. Cooler weather expected to arrive by the weekend in California. Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams struggling to connect with voters in the Peach State. The Democrat now trails Republican incumbent Brian Kemp by up to 10 points. The race is a rematch from 2018 when Abrams lost to Kemp by less than 2%. Well, now Ms. Abrams has raised a whopping $22 million, but most of that is coming from people outside Georgia, particularly in New York and California, which apparently the voters do not like. A survey from U.S. News & World Report ranks the best vacation destinations this coming autumn. The places are judged by beauty, price, and weather. Top five, Sedona, Arizona, Acadia National Park in Maine, Tennessee's Smoky Mountains, Yellowstone National Park. Number one, Asheville, North Carolina. The town boasts 45 different breweries, whitewater rafting, inexpensive lodging, and an average fall temperature of 55 degrees. In a moment, why do so many Americans despise Donald Trump? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Trump resistance. It continues, as you know, and may even influence the upcoming midterm election in November. Let's look at some polling. According to Real Clear, Donald Trump's favorability right now is 40%, and 55% of Americans see him in an unfavorable light. In a possible head-to-head matchup for president in 2024, the Trafalgar Group has Donald Trump at 48%, Joe Biden at 43%. But YouGov has Biden at 44, Trump at 43. The Real Clear average, Trump 43, Biden 42. So even though Donald Trump's unfavorable rating is 55%, in a head-to-head matchup with Biden, he's ahead right now. According to a PBS poll, 61% of Americans do not want Donald Trump to run again in 2024. And that includes 67% of independents. Approval rating from Gallup after 20 months on the job is instructive. Donald Trump, 45% approval, 50% disapproval. That's after 20 months when he was president. With Joe Biden, it's 42% approval, 54% disapprove. So Trump had a better first 20 months, according to the folks. Now, there is no question the Democratic Party believes Donald Trump is a negative for the Republican Party. So President Biden and the media continue to put Trump in the spotlight, knowing that millions of independent voters do not like him. And that may reflect in the vote in November. If independents vote Democrat, then that party will not lose the House and Senate. However, the country is in terrible shape. And if you compare what Donald Trump did policy-wise to what the Democrats and Biden are doing, there is no comparison. And if you're an honest person, you know that, even if you hate Trump. The final question is, why do so many Americans despise Mr. Trump? It is his personality. He is obsessive about the 2020 election. He won't let it go. He is flamboyant. He is driven. He speaks his mind. He exaggerates sometimes. And he is unlike any politician we have ever seen in the USA at that level. So, he has alienated people who would like a more sedate person, a more conventional person in position of power. To me, I don't mind Trump's personality. I've known the man for more than 30 years. I think he did a good job running this country in most areas. And I think Joe Biden's doing a bad job. But I'm just one American, one vote. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out my new book, Killing the Killers. Also, Killing the Legends, a new book, out September 27th. In a moment, something you might not know.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. For sports fans, the long wait for the NFL finally over. Football returns tonight when the league kicks off its 103rd season in Southern California. For the next 18 weeks, 32 teams will play 272 games. More than 20 million Americans are projected to watch tonight's contest between the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Rams. Here is the story behind the NFL's opening night. The first official kickoff game was held in 2002. When the San Francisco 49ers defeated the New York Giants. The broadcast is held the first Thursday after Labor Day and features a concert and other performances. On average, 17 million Americans watch the National Football League each week. Of course, all these viewers translate into major dollars. For a few players, that money turns into the most lucrative sports contracts in the world. But for most football players, their careers end quickly in physical pain and financial bankruptcy. In recent years, the NFL has come to mean not for long. The average career is less than 3 years. Most common injuries impact knees and the brain, with more than 200 concussions reported every season. 78% of players go broke within 36 months of retirement. 15% file for bankruptcy within 12 years. Kickers tend to stick around the longest. According to the Players Association, punters have an average career of 5 years. One of the many benefits of having rules that prevent other players from actually hitting you. You can't hit the kicker. And here's something else you might not know. The fastest growing market for the National Football League is actually outside the USA. American football is gaining popularity abroad, especially in England. 3 games will take place in London this October. The league hopes to have a permanent team in the British capital by the year 2025. Places like Mexico City and even Asia will also see NFL games. That sport seems to be sweeping the planet. Back after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.